Dance at 5 o'clock hour. Oh, the world famous 5 o'clock hour. Especially world famous on a Friday 5 o'clock hour. And, of course, the 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. And my man Ron Guided was just in here. Good man. Take advantage of Guided's big year-end sale. They're going to give you 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Just call this number, 1-877-GO-GUIDED, or visit GOGUIDA.com. All right, well, we're talking about the Wentz situation and how he was shelved and why he was shelved and all that stuff, and looking forward to the game on Sunday night and whether the Eagles can pull this off. The line not moving at all, even though there are some statistics that favor the Eagles and Nick Foles. But the biggest factor here is that they're an 11.5, 12-point, maybe 13 some spots underdog, which makes them the second largest underdog as a defending Super Bowl champion in a game the following year. It's pretty amazing. It's hard to believe. Okay, Jared Goff, you know how well he plays in L.A. He also relies heavily on play action. Now here's the deal. He leads the NFL in play action pass attempts. Now, what does that mean? Does that make it a precarious situation for your cornerbacks?
I actually think that's advantage Eagles.
You think it's an advantage Eagles? How? The play action sucks people in.
Well, what I think is you've got to have discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Swartz got to coach them up. But it also, play action provides time if the pass rush can get home. You have to be well scouted.
Mm-hmm.
And Bennett and Cox can make, go ahead and get some sacks. And that'll be advantage. And that'll help Nick Foles do what I think he's going to do.
Outright.
Go in there and take care of business on Sunday night.
You don't even mean that.
I really do. It's going to play out. Everybody else is going to rise up.
Yeah.
The Rams might have been exposed a little bit last week. You take some of what you saw on film. You apply it. This is a last thing. Groh's probably coordinating for his job this week. Swartz, he knows.
Stop, you're killing me. Jared Goff also has 18 passing touchdowns and 2 interceptions at home this season.
He's going to have 2 more on Sunday. 2 picks from him.
Rasul.
Rasul with one of them.
Maddox back in the lineup.
No. Somehow, tip drill, and it's cradled by Bradham. Tipped at the line, and Bradham with the club cradles it and goes to the ground for the second pick. So one's a straight pick, one's a tip pass.
Yeah, I wish I had
2 picks.
If I really thought you meant it, I'd be on board.
I do.
This is all a joke to him.
No, it's not a joke.
It is.
It's not a joke.
It is.
It's not. He's going to take care of business. This guy, we're going to be talking.
How's everyone doing? Let's make some noise. Come on.
Doesn't even have to hide the face.
No.
Because it's no more TV. 2 open lines, 610-622-0975. Your chance to get in at World Famous 5 o'clock hour. We go to Kurt in Princeton. Kurt, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. What's up, Kurt? Kurt. Curtis. Not there. All right, let's get Rodriguez in Middletown. What's up, Rodriguez?
Mike, ¿qué pasa, Mike?
What's going on, Rodriguez?
Mi amigo, mi compañero, mi señorita. Hey, Mike, listen, Mike. Hey, when I heard your audio, Mike, it was funny because it was like hearing you last year. It was like hearing you again last year, like you used to say. When they used to ask you about Nick Foles, and what about if Nick Foles is doing well, and should they put in Carson? And then you said, no, I want to go in with the best player.
Yeah, and I've always been that type where I actually want to play the best player.
That was you exactly last year. And Mike, look what Nick Foles did.
What? Now,
and we know.
What he did. He played 4 good games. He played 2 bad games in that streak, too.
He played, Mike. Yeah, once he got started, he played amazing. But listen, Mike, in a playoff situation, you know what? I'm resigned to this point. In a playoff situation, if they will ask me, I would say Nick Foles. Now, simply because he has proven himself in a playoff situation. Now, in a playoff atmosphere, Carson Wentz haven't fared too well. I mean, is that fair to say that?
No. What do you mean in a playoff atmosphere he hasn't fared too well? I heard you you make this point earlier today, by the way.
Yeah, because
you made on the mid-major. Well, like none of those games they won last year, big games, 11 of the first 13. You're telling me they weren't big games?
Yeah, I spoke to Martinez earlier, but I'd like to hear your point on.
Well, I just got done telling you they 11-2. He won 11 games last year. Were there big games in those 11?
But Mike. last week, I was counting on him. Yeah, I was counting on Carson Wentz last week to make something happen.
Well, he did in the fourth quarter. He came back and scored two touchdowns to tie the game.
Yeah, Mike, but we lost the game, Mike.
I get it. He tied it twice.
Yeah, he tied it. I mean, but it was always behind. I mean, I think that Nick Foles in that situation would have somehow got us out.
Yeah, I don't understand, Rodriguez, your rationale that he only has a better playoff record because he actually played in the playoffs. But you can't make the case that Carson Wentz has never won big games because there were a ton of big games in that streak of 11 wins that the Eagles pulled out because of Carson Wentz. Nick in Upper Darby, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Yeah, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Nicky?
I'm not going to say that Foles is better than Wentz. It's a little ridiculous. But one thing I've been hearing on the radio lately is way too many people are way too cautious about Wentz. And part of the benefits of having a quarterback that's supposedly a star, he was okay this year, is that he can actually play. And if he's, you know, mostly healthy, you can't just put him in bubble wrap every time he, you know, there's a chance. We wanted to win the Super Bowl this year. We can't just say, oh, you know, I don't like the way his back feels. Like, you know.
No, exactly. I tried to make that point. You're talking about the caller who said maybe they should have sat him for the first 10 or 12 games.
Yeah.
You can't play around with the season.
No, not at all.
You got to go with your best. That's right. Like when you go to a big company dinner, you got to go with your best gear, right? You can't wear the Schlepp suit.
I mean, I don't really have any good gear, but in that scenario,
you got some gear that's better than others, right?
That's right.
All right, you got to go to the go-to gear.
That's right.
All right, man. You got it. Appreciate the call. Let's get Joe in a cell. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Happy Friday, Mike.
What's up, Joe? You too.
Thank you. Now, I am not cautious with Carson at all, and it is obvious that he's the better quarterback, but it's also obvious that he's not playing this weekend. So, my question to you, why the heck are we putting him on an airplane to go 5.5 hours to L.A. and then 4.5 hours back? It's not going to help his back at all, and he should be home recovering, and hopefully, if it's at all possible, and it very well may not be, to get back into the game, you know, in the following weeks.
Yeah, well, that tells me one thing, that he's out for the season.
Yeah, but I mean,
my information is that he's out for the season, so it doesn't matter if he travels or not.
And I believe that, but I think
they're trying to put a face on this to give the Rams the possibility that he would play.
I think no matter what happened, it's water under the bridge. You know, they made a lot of mistakes, but I think putting him on an airplane does nothing to help his back. Obviously, you know, you disagree. Mm-hmm. You think
I agree with you that it doesn't help his back. But what I'm saying is he's out for the season anyway, so what's the matter?
Exactly. But I want him to, you know, we came in with a lot of questions this year. I want him to come back fully, you know, fully recovered and rested next year. And I just don't see any point in it. And obviously, you know, they disagree with me. But
I got you, Joe. To me, it doesn't make that much sense either. But, you know, I guess maybe he wants to be with his team.
Well, they made a lot of mistakes so far, and I feel this is a mistake too. Now, obviously, it's not gonna. Mm-hmm. He's not gonna.
Yeah, but he could be a help on the sidelines.
Oh yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, so like you know they can consult. Right? Yeah, they can consult with him.
Yeah,
in the quarterback meetings when Nick comes over, his input would be appreciated.
You know what? That's the first good statement I've heard actually in that regard. Thank you, Mike.
All right, you got it. Now, listen, the nice cushy first class seat's not going to hurt him that much. Flying to L.A.
That's a grind, man. He shouldn't be going. It's dumb to make the trip. And he's doubtful now. Maybe he doesn't. When did it actually leave?
The difference. He's out for the year. Is there really a difference that he goes to L.A.?
I take no chances with him.
He's going to heal in 6 weeks. So, like, he starts healing after they come back from L.A.
And that is true.
Kurt Princeton is back with us. Kurt, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Kurt?
I want to throw a hypothetical just to get your opinion. Let's just assume we have to live in the world of hypotheticals with where the season is at, but let's assume Nick Foles comes out, wins 3 in a row, and miraculously everything aligns and the Eagles make the playoffs. Regardless of his run in the playoffs, is he the starter game one next year if Wentz is healthy?
No. First of all, he's a free agent. He won't be back with the team.
I guess that's a bad question.
Yeah, no, he has no chance to be the starter because he's going to be cut adrift. He's going to get a starting job and make some money in the offseason.
And I have a tip for the Eagles fans out there, how to make $100,000 this weekend. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, God, what do you do? You bet a million on the Rams?
A million.
Yeah, there you go. You bet a million on the Rams. The money line is astronomical because I was actually going to bet it. And I was turned away because there's not enough money in my account these days.
Well, it would have been a violation anyway.
It would have been.
And you would have lost the money.
There's not enough money in my account to make a decent bet on that game.
Jesus.
They outpriced me.
Yeah, what are they? Minus what? I saw 750 at one point.
See, I've had a bad year, so it's whittled down to the point where I don't have any wiggle room to bet money line. I bet a lot of money on a money line to win 100.
I've had a good year, but I make less bets. I pick my spots very carefully, and now I'm going to lay the whole balance on the Eagles on Sunday at Nick Foles.
You are not going to do
that. The balance. I'll screenshot it on Sunday, and then when I cash, I'll screenshot it, and everybody can see it. Oh, yeah. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Nick Foles is going to deliver on Sunday.
The Rams are 700.
Yeah, sir.
Jesus. Come on, you can give a brother a chance here to bet a game.
But the Eagles plus 500 still?
Plus 510.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, I'm going to keep going up.
Go ahead, Tiger. Bet it. Let's go to Nate and Bluebell. Nate, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nate.
Hey, what's going on,
what's
man?
What's going on, Nate?
Nothing much, man. I just wanted to talk about, you know, these Eagles fans, man. Like, just not all of them. Just a small percentage of them, you know what I mean? I just feel like it's more Eagles fans who are Carson Wentz fans and would rather see Nick Foles lose with the Birds than say that it's possible that Nick Foles is more clutch than Carson.
First of all, the premise of that is ridiculous. Second of all, I think there are more Nick Foles fans than Carson Wentz fans. If you want to know the truth, Nick Foles gets as much support here as any popular player ever did.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like if we really felt that way, why didn't we start him this year?
Start who?
Nick Foles.
Did start him. Carson Wentz was hurt.
You're right. I forgot.
Okay.
That's my bad.
That's all right, Nate. Get your bearings. Take a breath.
That's a violation.
Can't forget that he played this year if you're an Eagles fan. You can't forget that he started the first two games. That is a violation as a fan. And he didn't play well. He didn't play well. But that doesn't mean he doesn't play well.
He played decent in one game.
Decent. Yeah. One touchdown and leaving got, well... Atlanta games.
There are more people on the side of Nick Foles than the sensible people look at the Carson Wentz thing. But Nick Foles has the noogie value with people.
Mm-hmm.
They just give him a noogie. Jerry in Bordentown. What's up, Jerry?
What's up, Mike? How you doing,
man? Good.
All right. You know I'm a Cowboy fan. I've talked to you before, but I don't never dog out the Eagles. Let me tell you my opinion of Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, brother. I love him as a quarterback. The Eagle fans that don't appreciate him, they got to be out of their mind. Every Cowboy fan would dream and love to have that quarterback.
Yeah, I think people appreciate him. I think there are some people that say, well, he's injury prone. How can you commit the big quarterback dollars? But you really don't have a choice. You got to commit him.
I mean, sometimes, you know, he takes some pretty good hits. He came off a serious injury last year. It takes time to heal. He took a lot of sacks.
It does. I think you'll see a different player next year.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that last game that he played, mm-hmm. man, toward the end of that game, and he made that comeback after that slow start.
Yeah.
I was just praying that you guys didn't go for two. Praying. Because he was on a roll.
Yeah.
Everything was right on point.
How about last night? You know, Anthony Lynn goes for the deuce and wins the game. How many Eagle fans were looking at that going, what?
Yeah, hey,
they had to go 2 yards, and he did it.
Yeah, and he only had to go one after,
That was an enjoyable game, man. Those offenses are just a joy to watch with Rivers and Mahomes.
Yeah, and that was a good game.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, they're so good offensively. You know, they're down to the third string running back. I don't even care. Kid from Northwestern. Right? They just go merrily along. Philip Rivers is a competitor.
I love him.
He really is a competitor.
I think this is the year where he finally gets the Super Bowl.
This is it. The charmed life for the Chargers?
Yep, because Roethlisberger has his two. Eli has his two.
And he's going to win the Super Bowl.
I think he wins. I do. I have the Chargers. I'm betting the Chargers.
Oh, man. Kevin in Center City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Kev?
Listen, Carson Wentz. Let's talk about Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, right? So Carson Wentz, Nick Foles doesn't have half the God-given ability that Carson Wentz has. And Carson Wentz is your quarterback going forward. That's not a question. But I think the Eagles are in a good position right now because at this point currently in their career, I think Nick Foles does two things better than Carson Wentz, right? And I think one is just based on his experience with the league. I think he reads and understands defenses better than Carson Wentz does.
That's not true!
I mean, when I look at a quarterback and they have to see separation before they throw the ball, they don't throw in anticipation, that kind of tells me that they're still struggling.
Did you watch Carson Wentz at all last year?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things he did very well.
Carson Wentz is extremely great throwing to his initial receiver, but if he has to go, he can go through his receiver. I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying.
You must have selective memory because last year that's all he did was scan the field.
Mike, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he can't go through his progression. I'm saying when I look at a defense and I see their alignment and I see the way they're moving, I can say this is cover two or this is man match. I think Nick Foles can do that better. I'm not saying Carson Wentz can
That's
go
not
through
true!
Okay. And I think Nick Foles...
Enough of the that's not true soundbite here.
And I think Nick Foles is a tad bit more accurate than Carson Wentz right now. I think those two things... I'm not saying he's a better quarterback. Yeah. I'm going with Carson Wentz.
I don't agree. I think Nick Foles is very limited on what he can do as far as... He can run the run pass, read option and all that stuff. That's all they can do, the run pass option with him.
Well, repass option is a part.
They can't put him under center. They can't put the guy under center.
Mike, I agree with you. I'm just saying he does two things better. That's it. I'm not trying to say he's better than Carson Wentz.
All right. I don't agree with you that he does two things better. I'm sorry. I just don't. Anthony in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
Hey, Mike. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Anthony?
Yeah, so I just wanted to make two points, man. The first thing I wanted to say, you know, I wanted to definitely talk about the Sixers, but I wanted to say something about the comedy show, man, those tickets that y'all been giving out, man. Man, y'all got to get some better selections, man. Nobody not trying to go see those Dane Cook and Trevor Noah. We got Mike Epps coming in February.
Well, if we get the Mike Epps tickets, we'll give them away, bro.
Y'all need to try to get them. But the sixth point I wanted to definitely make was, I called you a year ago and we were talking
Mike's about... Mike's about 100 years old now. Is he still funny?
No, Mike Epps ain't 100 years old. Mike,
all right. All right. I don't know if Mike Epps viable anymore.
Okay. Stand up. People still definitely look at his stand-up and go out to go see his stand-up.
Okay.
Funny guy. All right. He's a funny guy. I mean, he's not Kevin Hart, you know what I mean? But he's, you know, a Dave Chappelle, but he's a funny guy.
I don't get the impression he's that funny anymore. But yeah, I mean, I've liked his work in the past. I like his movie work.
His movie work, check some stand-ups out. They're okay. The sixth point I was saying, about a year ago I called and we were talking about coaching. And we were talking about, you know, options if Brett Brown wasn't the guy and everything like that. And I brought up your guy who lives right in your backyard, LB, which I know would never come back. But I'm saying that to say I still do not have any faith in Brett Brown with getting these guys over the hump. The offense is too predictable, and I feel like I don't feel like he just knows how to light a match up with them dudes to get them to play how they need to play to win.
Yeah, well, the first thing they're going to have to do is get better players, and they need at least one more. So I think we can evaluate them better because they're an incomplete team right now. They're probably not as good as the Milwaukee Bucks right now, to be honest.
I agree. But that loss to Brooklyn, man, like you can't lose to the Brooklyn Nets at home like that and let Dinwiddie get 40 points on you. That kind of game, that can't happen. Not with that team.
I agree that but NBA teams lose the teams like that. It's unexplainable, but they do. Mike Epps have a beef going with Kevin Hart?
Yeah, he's a hater.
Which one's the hater? Epps?
Epps is the hater, yeah.
What did Epps say to Kevin Hart?
He basically was saying that there were gatekeepers and people that opened the doors for Kevin Hart when really, in reality, There was a time where Mike Epps probably was funnier than Kevin Hart. He got a number of opportunities, including the opportunity to play Richard Pryor, and he did not execute. So,
oh, I see it now. I just called it up.
Yeah, solid
social
break.
Social media user commented on a photo of Epps posing alongside Eddie Murphy, and he wrote, "Eddie Murphy is funnier than Kevin Hart still." And Epps replied, "Bleep, everybody is."
Yeah, and he said a lot since, and then he
really
he's a hater, and you don't have to like Kevin Hart, but to be mad at Kevin Hart for doing good business deals like he is, that's when you become a hater.
And Kevin Hart said, "It's a shame that everybody isn't selling tickets like me, though."
Yeah, he's the number one selling person. But here's the thing. Number two is Trevor Noah. So that caller who hated, Trevor Noah's a hard ticket to get. He's like, he's selling out arenas.
I actually watched his Netflix special this week. So funny. Yeah. So funny.
Like, it's a mistake to knock. If you want to knock Dane Cook, knock yourself out. But you can't knock Trevor Noah
now. He's so talented.
He's doing much better right now than Mike Epps right now. He just is.
Does like multiple accents.
It's
great
subjective.
Storyteller.
Subjective. Everybody.
Look, I'm talking about who's doing well. You can't say, "Oh, that's a ticket nobody wants." These are going to shows that are going to sell out.
The guy was out of line.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. We head down the home stretch. Sound Up's coming your way at 5:45 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Carson Doubtful. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Robbins Diamonds. In tax-free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly, Robbins Delaware Diamonds. Eagles have officially listed Carson Wentz as doubtful for Sunday after being diagnosed with a back fracture this week. Doug Peterson spoke today.
The fact that he doesn't need surgery on this, I mean, is the best news that you could possibly have on anybody that has a stress fracture or stress injury in this case.
Bennett, Gibson, and Maddox are all questionable. Hicks, Jernigan, Jones, and Sumalo are out. Sixers will face the Pacers tonight. Our Sixers in 60 show is Lead You In at 6, followed by the game at 7:30. Flyers take on the Oilers. You can hear that game at 9 on WMMR. Protect those you care about from drug misuse. Visit wakeup-philly.com for resources to change lives. Missed any of our shows? Check out 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All righty, it's 5:31. It means it's time for our final Twitter poll numbers, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, from robotic lawnmowers to zero turn and conventional riding mowers. If it goes in your shed, Moyer has it. New parts or service, they've got you covered. Miss Natalie.
Was it irresponsible to play Carson Wentz if he had a back issue? Over 1,900 votes on this. 74% say yes, 26% say no.
All right. By the way, the Fanatic Holiday Wheel, I can't wait. It returns starting next Monday. We'll be spinning the Holiday Wheel 3 times a day. Morning show at 9, midday show at 1, the Mike Missinelli show at 5 p.m., and you have a chance to win some great prizes. But you have to register. Go to our contest page on 97.5thefanatic.com and register now for your chance to become a Holiday Wheel contestant. Prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers, French Creek Outfitters, Flacco's and Conshohocken, Landis Block and Concrete, Imagine Lifestyles, Luxury Car Rentals, Ron Jaworski Golf, the 76ers, the Philadelphia Flyers, and much more. That's going to be fun. Can't wait. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Bethlehem. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, what's going on, Mikey?
What's going on, Davey? How you doing?
First, I got a violation, man.
What's the
violation? I work at a big company. We had a little potluck, right? We divided company. There's probably 800 guys in the building, Andrew, guys and girls. Mm-hmm. Divided into like teams of 15 to 20. But a little potluck, right? Everyone chips in, brings them some food or orders some, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy on my team doesn't bring anything. He's the first one into the food. I mean, definitely a violation.
Yeah, it's
right?
A total violation.
And don't get me wrong, I was tackling him all day. I was busting his chops. Yeah. Come on, dude.
You gotta wait till the back of the line.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, anyway,
you gotta get a leftover scrap or two.
Yeah, that's a violation. Awful, dude. Awful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I want to touch base. Someone earlier said Nick Foles did two things better than Carson Wentz. He doesn't know football.
If you
watch football, Carson's the absolute better quarterback. Nick Foles, I can't name one thing he does better.
I agree.
Not reading. I mean, the guy doesn't know football. Anyway, so I want to touch base. I think 2020 is hindsight, right? Like, it's easy to look back and say, man, we probably should just start our Foles the whole season. And if we were in contention, maybe throw Carson in if he's healthy. I mean, has it even been a full year since the injury?
No, but you can't do that. As soon as the guy's healthy, you had to play him. That's not even an option.
No, I agree. But I think, Nick is obviously more than capable.
He didn't prove that when they started him early. They couldn't wait to get Carson back because Nick wasn't that capable.
Right, all right. And we look back at Carson, and he hasn't done any much more, right? I mean, I think Nick left us at 1-1.
Carson's numbers are pretty good, man. It's just the team's not very good, but his numbers are pretty good.
Right, I agree. I think we just got a little content this offseason. Do you agree? I think we got old fast, and we didn't make any moves besides Michael Bennett has paid off.
Yeah, I think they made some misguided moves. They didn't replenish in the draft. They get the one guy that's contributed in the draft. The last couple of years of the draft have not been good. They decided not to keep a couple of defensive linemen, thinking they could replace them. That didn't happen. And then just the injuries at cornerback just killed them. Ron in media, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
Hey, Mike, it's Rob.
Rob.
Question for you.
Yes, Rob.
So who are they prioritizing, the Phillies, for free agents? Do you think it's Machado or Harper at this point?
I can't get a vibe. I'm thinking that maybe it's Machado. I would disagree with that, but... the Yankees are pouncing now with Machado, so I'm saying you can't afford to lose both these guys. If the Yankees are going to pounce on Machado, and they need him to play shortstop, then you've got to sign Bryce Harper right now.
Right. So my question is, if the Phillies need to land one of them, right, why don't you throw out there to them, and maybe not publicly, but behind closed doors, like, whatever contract you get will beat by a dollar. So take the money out of it and talk about the situation, about the team, about the city, and learn truly if there's even a chance that they're coming. Because right now, I don't know what else there is to talk about. Making Machado move to third, but take the money out. If we're going to spend stupid money, why don't we overtly say, we're going to pay you the most. Just know that to see who's interested.
Well, I'm sure they've done that. It's not as easy to just sign a guy. You have to blow him out of the water with an offer. Now, you got to know who you're dealing with. This agent wants the highest contract in the history of baseball. So, if you really want the player, you have no choice but to accommodate him. So, go ahead. You've been saving all this money for like the last 4 years. Your payroll has been paltry. You have to overspend.
I'm fully with you, and I hope, and I know it's probably a slim chance, but that chance of both of them coming still is there. Like, if there's
no chance of both of them will come. They can't afford to get both of them. So that's what I'm saying. Then put your eggs in the basket of where it's most realistic. If you offer $400 million to Boros, he has no choice but to take it. If you dicker around with this Machado thing, and the Yankees are going to outspend you anyway for Machado if they really want the guy. So put your money in the more viable candidate. Big Jer in Doylestown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Big Jer.
Mike, how are you tonight?
What's going on, buddy?
So listen, we all agree. People that know the game know that Carson Wentz is absolutely the better quarterback, right? But here's my question to you. Does there come a point... I want him to be a little more careful. I want him to lose a battle now and then to win the war. In other words, he's trying to extend too many plays. And I think he gets himself in a bad situation. He takes all those hits. When does he learn to live for the next down, right?
Well, he's learned not to run. I mean, that was one major step he made this year. He hasn't run out of the pocket at all.
Well, maybe because he couldn't, right? But does that come with maturity, in your opinion? I mean, what's...
I agree. I think it does. I mean, even though he's holding on to the ball, he's still throwing for a lot of yards. I mean, I know what you're saying. He's getting hit. Their offensive line, I think, has let him down a little bit, which has contributed to those hits. But I hear what you're saying.
I know.
He holds on to the ball
too
long.
Let it go. Let the ball go and live for the next down.
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah, and that comes with maturity.
Yeah, I hope. Because, you know, if they do sign him to that big-time contract, I want him around for a while, right? Mm-hmm. I agree with the St. Louis, when you're going in for a touchdown, I want to see my quarterback do what he did. It was a fluke that he got hurt, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
But when he's sitting in that pocket and he doesn't feel it, he's got to get rid of it.
I agree with you.
All right, man.
All right. No, it's a good point. Steve, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, Steve?
I don't normally call the same, you know, more than once in a week, but I feel it's important to remind everybody with this big game on Sunday that Nick Foles stinks.
Well, he doesn't stink. He's just not the quarterback the other guy is.
This is what kills me when people say that Philly sports fans are the most knowledgeable, and then people are clamoring for Nick Foles. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, he does. They're clamoring for him because they're losing now, and they're thinking, okay, this is what he did last year when he took over. But they're not factoring in the fact that he's taking over now, a losing team. He took over a team that was self-made last year at 11-2.
Well, right, they remember Nick Foles in the Super Bowl, and they forget that Carson Wentz is head and shoulders above, even with a bad back and one leg, he's better than him. But Ty, save your money. Don't make that bet.
You actually think he's gonna make that bet?
I think he is.
He's been dangling the carrot in front of, he's throwing bread to the pigeons is what he's doing.
And to say that Mike Epps is not funny anymore would be to imply that at one point he was.
He was funny. He's funny in, I like him in movies. I think he's funny in movies.
And his stand-up was funny, too. He seemed to have lost focus, and rather than focusing on himself, he decided to be mad at somebody else. You never be mad at someone else's success. Just look at yourself, do better. That's what you should always do. There's tons of people doing better than me. Mm-hmm. Can't hate on them. Just gotta congratulate them.
That's right. Not too many people doing better than you, though.
What?
You're gonna be on TV tonight.
Yeah, I think you're doing pretty good, Mike.
You're just a regular TV star.
I think you're doing all right, Mike.
I don't know. She's kind of your world these days. We'll take a break. We'll come back.
I would say no.
Sound off is coming your way.
The Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
A chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
Okay, it's time for Sound Off. We wrap up the week with Sound Off, 610-771-9705. That's the number. You should have it committed to memory. And you hit us up when you got something to say, like this big issue with Carson Wentz. I'm sure we got a lot of sound-off calls. Let's see what we have today.
Doug Peterson needs to look and see what Anthony Lynn did last night, going for it to win the game, as opposed to playing for overtime. When you're on the road and your defense is gas because they've been out there for 40 minutes. I didn't understand it, Mike. You know, you can't get this guy not to go for two when you don't need him to go for two. But then when you wanted him to go for two, he decides to go for overtime.
You know, it's funny. Somebody, would it have been out of line to ask him about that today? His presser. Like, one of the questions, what do you think with Anthony Lynn did last night? Or is that rubbing it in?
It's rubbing it in because they did ask about it on Sunday and Monday. Uh-huh. So bringing it back again on Friday would have been rubbing it in, I think.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right.
If you're riding down a back road in the middle of the night, you ever see when a deer comes out and it just, like, freezes and don't know what to do and it just, like, stops dead in its tracks? That's going to be Nicky Foles Sunday night. It's going to look just like that.
Nah. How's everyone doing?
I don't think he'll be a deer in the headlights. He's played under the hot lights before. I mean, why would he wilt in this game?
I would like Carson Wentz to be our starting franchise quarterback for the foreseeable future. But if he's this injury prone, the Eagles need a suitable backup. Or not if, but when he goes down. I wish the Eagles had a Super Bowl MVP on the roster.
Oh, wait! We do! Merry Christmas!
And your point was what exactly? Do you want to re-sign Nick Foles for next year? You can't do that. You can't spend that kind of money on a backup.
I would love to hear your justification as to how Carson Wentz is better than Nick Foles. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. Carson Wentz will never, ever win a Super Bowl. You got it? Never. Okay? Hear it right now? You heard it here first. Got it? Never. Ever will Carson Wentz ever win a Super Bowl.
I heard it here first from what? Somebody stupid?
We all love JoJo. But what he must understand, when you make comments and you say things like the Sixers aren't using me right and I'm not happy, and then you lose a player like Jimmy Butler, and then you have the stage, and you go out there and you lose a game where you want to be the man and you want to be used in a way where you're showcased, this what comes back to bite you.
Yeah, he didn't do bad at his last game. The numbers were pretty good, weren't they?
He was 30. He had 33 points and 17 rebounds and 6 assists.
He had a great first half, but then they went away from him in the second half. But I don't understand. There's some games that like, the flow is really strange with the Sixers.
Carson Wentz, since he's returned, has played like, I wouldn't say trash, I'm going to use a more educated word, rubbish. You're missing easy passes, overthrowing simple passes. That's rubbish play from our quarterback. And you know what? I'm going to say it. Nick Foles wouldn't have missed half those passes. Yeah, that's right. Nicky Six.
Yeah, that's another stupid call. But that's all right. You know, it's America's freedom of choice. You can call and say anything you want, but you should look at numbers and look at his quarterback rating, which is over 100, and he's averaging 300 yards a game. So you're right. He stinks.
Jimmy Jones is Markel Fultz of the Eagles. He does not want to play. He could stub his toe out there and be out for 7 series. Constantly injured. Oh, and sitting on the sidelines with no medical attention. It's constant with him. He is fake injured every single game. Dude needs to step up. You're playing football. The man's game, Sydney. You ain't got a man's name. Playing a man's game. Step it up!
No, I think you're wrong. That second round pick was a very innovative selection because it's really the first round value.
You sound like a national guy the way you give off this dismissive energy towards Foles. Second year, 27-2 playoff berth. Third year, 9-3, gets injured, goes down. The next time we see this man in Eagle Green, guess what he's doing? Hoisting the Lombardi. You, along with all the Foles haters, had to put some more respect on this man's name.
Oh, I'm sorry, the call's over. There you go.
Mike, check out the Phillies out star hunting. We got an all-star shortstop. We got McCutcheon. He was a specimen for 25 and 100. All we need is Harper. We might have ourselves a summer.
Yeah, McCutcheon's not getting 100. Bad news for you. Yeah, he might be a 20-80 guy at best.
You know, I just have this weird feeling that the Phillies aren't going to get any of these guys. They're just going to sit back and wait for Mike Trout. That's not acceptable for our Philly fans. Come on, Clinton. Let's go. It's a deal. Let's go.
I agree with you, man. Listen, it would be a disaster if they didn't get one of these two guys.
Oh, Mike, I'm so excited. My wife got me a Flyers Santa sack for Christmas this year. How great is that? Every single thing that was in there, I threw out. They can keep their tickets. They can keep their stupid gritty ornament. They can keep whatever they want. I'd rather take the two lacrosse tickets than the rest of that. They're bums. Fire the coach.
it's a good item. The Santa sack is a great item. The team is not right. There's no zing to this team.
I want to go to that lacrosse game. Now that he brought it up, I think it would probably be fun. I've never been to a lacrosse game
before. You go to a Flyers game. Come on.
Yes, I'm going to go to a lacrosse game before I go to a Flyers game this year.
That's a violation.
Look at the Flyers this year.
It's a violation. Come on, we need you in the house.
Just want to let you know, Corky had 18 points started so far. He contributed more this year to the Sixers than that number one trash dumpster bust, Markelle Fultz. That's a fact, Mike.
Hey, yeah, you're right, Cork.
I'm missing the boat. Cork Buzz really quiet. I'm sorry.
You all right?
And every roadrunner
at this time. You know, these things I have to comment on. I don't even feel like commenting on them anymore. I'm just, you know, whatever. You think Cork Buzz can play good? Knock yourself out.
In every roadrunner episode, Wile E. Coyote is highly unsuccessful at catching and eating the roadrunner. Kind of reminds me of the career of Andy Reid.
What's that mean? That's Dave. Sometimes I, you know.
I think he's saying, like, the Super Bowl is, like, he's the Coyote in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
he'll
never get the Super Bowl.
He'll never get the Super Bowl.
Whatever. I don't know if they win the Super Bowl. They might. They're good enough. Give him to win the Super Bowl. Am I hoping he wins it? No, I couldn't care less about Andy Reid. All right, shut it down.
That's the best of the best today of South.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got an opinion?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
All right, that was sound off. Update on the Sixers game. If you're headed down there, you won't see Jimmy Butler, but Muscala will play tonight. Is the upper respiratory infection better? I'm for the Moosh.
Yeah,
he's going to start. He's going to start Moosh. No. Going to start Corky.
Cork Moss again, yeah.
Corky's going to start. You know, I think I'm going to go down.
You go down?
Yeah, I'm going to go down and float.
7:30 game tonight. Got some extra time.
Root my man Corky on.
There you go.
All right, that was sound off. 610-771-9705. The Sixers and 60 next. Stay tuned for that. And the Sixers and Pacers from the Wells Fargo Center live right here on 97.5. The Fanatic, Devon Gibbons, will take you the rest of the night after the game. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you Monday about Nick Foles and that great upset victory over the Rams.
Doubt for Wentz. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. So find out more. Call 1-800-624-8888 or visit injurylawyer.com. Eagles have officially listed Carson Wentz as doubtful for Sunday after being diagnosed with a back fracture. Doug Peterson spoke today on his diagnosis.
Here's what I can confirm, that he has a stress injury, that this thing has evolved over time, and it requires zero surgery to heal.
Bennett, Gibson, and Maddox are all questionable. Hicks, Jernigans, Jones, and Sumalo are out. Sixers face the Pacers tonight. Jimmy Butler is out. Furkan Korkmaz will start. Mike Muscala will play as well. Our Sixers and 60 show leads you in next at 6, followed by the game at 7:30. Flyers take on the Oilers. You can hear that game at 9 on WMMR. For people with heart disease, asthma, or cancer, the flu hits hard. If you're not feeling well, take your temperature with the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer. It's easy to use and the most accurate thermometer available. Missed any of our shows today? Check out 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli
on 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.